We're doing brachot. We're up to Chaf Amud Bet, the two dots before the Mishnah. Darash Rav Avira, Zimne Nemale Mishmed Rav Ami, Zimne Nemale Mishmed Rav Asi. Rav Avira taught the following. Sometimes he said in the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes in the name of Rav Asi. Amru Malach Hashoreis Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malach Hashoreis, I don't know what those are, they said before Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World. Ketuv B'Toratcha. It's written in your Torah. Hashem's Torah? Asher lo yisaf anim ve lo yikach shochan. That Hashem does not play favorites. He does not take bribes. Lo ata nose panim liYisrael, but you do treat Israel as a favorite. You do treat them better. Tichtiv yisa Hashem panav eilecha. Because you wrote in your Torah that the Kohanim should bless the people, that Hashem should treat them well. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha. So, what's the question? I don't know. Amar lahem v'chilo esa panim liYisrael. So Hashem says to the angels, what? You don't want me to treat them with... you don't want me to treat them favorably? Shekatavti lehem b'Torah, because I wrote to them in the Torah. Yeah, Hashem wrote to us in the Torah. Ve'achalta ve'sevata uverachta et Hashem elokecha. You will eat, you will be satiated, and you will bless Hashem your God. Ve'emedakdekim atzmam ad kezayit v'ad kebeitza. And they're careful till kazayis or till a kebeitza, and once they eat a kazayis or a kebeitza, they're careful to bench even though they are not satiated. So you see, they go beyond the call of duty. They obviously love me. They treat me beyond the call of duty. I said they should only bless me when they've been satiated, and they bless me even if they've only eaten the volume of an egg. So if they go beyond the call of duty, you see their relationship with me. Shouldn't I have such a relationship with them? Okay, so then let's go back to the beginning of the question. So then why does the Torah say that Hashem doesn't have any favorites? Asher lo yisaf anim. So you have to say that pasuk means Hashem doesn't have favorites without good reason. But if you deserve it, if you deserve to be the favorite, if you go beyond the call of duty, if you show you love Hashem, so then okay, He does it for you. Okay. So all this obviously has much more depth. But okay, on the surface, we understood a pshat. Bal keri me'arev b'libo. Mishnah tells us that a person who's a bal keri. What's a bal keri? Okay. So the Torah describes a person that emits his seed. It says, v'chiyei shasher lo yetohor. When there'll be a person who is not pure, mikerei laila, from an occurrence of the night. So derech eretz is that a person is intimate with his wife at night. So that's the modest way the Torah describes it. An occurrence of the night. So Baal Keri is a person who had an occurrence. What does it mean an occurrence? He had an emission. He emitted his seed. So why should we assume that? Any person that emits his seed is a Baal Keri. How the seed comes out, if it comes out because he was with his wife or he wasn't with his wife, that it doesn't say in the Torah. It says an occurrence of the night. So, okay, an occurrence of the night, we assume, is that the husband was with his wife. So we call every person that has this tumah, we call him a Baal Keri. So Ezra made an institution that a person who is a Baal Keri, is limited in his spiritual functions. He cannot be osik in Torah, he can't daven or say every blessing. So what could he do? So all of this that we're going to learn now, we're going to see later, is no longer relevant. That the rabbi said we could not stand up to Ezra's institution, so we all learn Torah even though we're Baal Keri and everything else. But there was a time when this was the custom, when it was Ezra's institution to do so, and we saw a few dapim ago that back in David HaMelech's time, the pious were very careful that even in the middle of a winter, they would saw through the ice to immerse themselves if they were tamei keri. It was forbidden. Ezra said that a baal keri is forbidden from studying Torah. You will see. The Gemara is going to tell us. We'll see that Gemara in Mirchim. It's coming up. So Ezra didn't invent this concept. The Torah really says that when Hashem gave the Torah, Hashem says that the receipt of Torah has to be with tremendous awe. And so Hashem said that people have to separate from their wives for 3 days before they receive the Torah. So Ezra said, just like back then when they received Torah, it was with all this awe, and that they couldn't be coming off of this lightheadedness that is intrinsic to intimacy. And here you see that lightheadedness is supposed to be intrinsic to intimacy, meaning there is supposed to be frivolity. It's not wrong. It's actually right. That's what the halacha expects should be between couples when they're intimate. But nonetheless, that is something which affects a person, and his capacity to learn Torah is not going to be exactly where it should be. So Ezra said he's going to make this institution that just like when the Torah was given, people were not only pure, but they were really separate from their wives for those 3 days. Over here too, Ezra wanted to ensure that people will calculate the times that they're with their wives, and they won't treat it as free for all, that she's my wife, everything's mutter, no, what's wrong? And then people will realize that, no, it affects the type of person that a person is, and a person will be with his wife the amount of times that's correct, and not more than that. This is an area that's very easy for a person to go beyond what he should do. It's not prohibited, but if he wants to grow in Torah, so it can get in his way. So Ezra made this institution. Well, the idea was, if a person can be with his wife and then 10 minutes later go do what he does, daven normally, learn normally, then a person might be more apt to do it. If a person is told that after he's been with his wife, he has to go to mikveh, he can't daven Shmon Esrei normally, he can't learn normally, and only after he goes to mikveh, and after everything, only then can he learn, so then it's not that he won't be with his wife at all, but at least it won't be a fly-by thing. It'll be something that he'll say, yeah, okay, so twice a week, that's normal, that's Friday night, it says in Halacha, every person, when the wife is pure, okay, so that's the way a Jewish home is supposed to look. The couple is supposed to have time together, and maybe another time during the week, fine. But the fact that it's permitted doesn't mean that it's recommended that they be together too often. It's up to them, you know. It's an area where that was the idea. That the idea was that this will help people get to the right balance of how often they should be with their wives. Yeah, that people won't be as often as they would be otherwise. Ezra worded it that they shouldn't be like roosters that are always pecking after their wives. That's the way Ezra worded it. So maybe it's a very good thought. Maybe, because it was Ezra and his court that tried to abolish the Yetzirah for promiscuity. Yeah, so it could be. This was when they saw they couldn't do that, they said at least this could be. I hear. It's an interesting thought. Okay, so our Mishnah says, so what can a Baal Keri do and what not? So We saw that everyone has to read Shema. What about a Baal Keri? He can't learn Torah. So the Mishnah says, Maher Beribo. He thinks Kriya Shema in his heart, but he can't say it. Ezra prohibited it. But he does not make any blessing, even in thought. He doesn't even think the blessing of Shema before it and after it. And after he eats, so then he makes the blessing after the food he ate, because that's biblical. But he does not make the blessing before the food he ate, a bracha rishona. So that seems to be a clear indication in the Mishnah that a bracha rishona is not biblical. Rabbi Yehuda omer mevrech lifnei melachayim. Rabbi Yehuda says he makes both the blessing before and after them. The Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, and we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow.